Command number 60. Be a good steward over what God has given you. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Matthew 25:21. It is unfortunate in one sense that the Lord's parable of the talents is about money and the return gained from its use. This has led to the false idea that God cares about the world of finance. The misappropriation of the truth of this parable has contributed to many foolish prosperity doctrines that are an embarrassment to the church. Because of its deeper meaning in the parable, however, the first century unit of money weight Jesus spoke of actually became our English word for talent, which certainly brings us much closer to Jesus' intent. Jesus is not talking about money at all, but about the full scope of gifts, intelligence, insights, personality, and opportunities with which we have been blessed in life. This is a parable about stewardship over everything we have been given to make use of, time, energy, and our wills most of all, the choices we make. Money is the last thing on Jesus' mind. But the full created individual you are, the entire man I am, both of us brimming with potential to do good, to grow, to become more than we are, to put others first, to obey Jesus, to feed the hungry, to love mercy, and do justly and walk humbly with our God. With the king of the parable distributing 5 talents to one, 2 to another, and 1 to the third, we tend to misinterpret another aspect of this teaching. It is not only the wealthy, the clever, the skillful, or those with winning personalities who have great things to offer God. We are all 5-talent people. By outward appearance, some may seem to possess greater gifts. Opportunities fall more favorably to some. But Jesus makes no such comparisons except to drive home his point. God has given you a range of talents. They may be invisible to anyone else. You may all your life be in such dire financial straits that you never have money to use for God. You may be a deaf mute. You will never sway crowds with your oratory. But whatever are the internal characteristics of personhood that you possess, those are your unique 5 talents. No one else in all creation possesses exactly the same combination of unique talents. You have been given stewardship over them, and a day will come when Jesus will hold out his hand and say, "What have you made of what you were given?" He will not be asking for a list of temporal accomplishments. The return he will be seeking lies in the eternal realm. As God's sons and daughters, we are to make something of our lives, something lasting, something of eternal worth and value in the kingdom of God. This involves principally 2 regions of endeavor. 1, what are we making of ourselves? Are we using the talents and opportunities of life to grow into God's obedient sons and daughters who reflect the Christ-likeness of Jesus our Master? An old saying pinpoints this ultimate priority in life. God is not so much concerned with what we do, but with what we are. Then, secondly, how are we using the time, energies, and opportunities given us, and the choices that accompany them, to build into the lives of others? Our talents and opportunities are not given us in a vacuum. They are given us to use, and to spread God's love and goodness into lives all around us. The following is an excerpt from Michael Phillips' The Garden at the Edge of Beyond, Chapter 12. I saw that to every man, every woman, every child, we are given abilities and capacities, along with strengths and weaknesses of personality. I perceived that the circumstances presented to every man and woman vary tremendously through life. In spite of the infinite gradations of advantage and possibility, I saw that all share one thing in common: the potential to make something more of themselves. I saw that such opportunity of character is independent of external events or advantage and laid equally before all. In the reality of eternity, all possess equal capacity to give their Maker back a worthy return. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to be a good steward over what God has given me. Keep me from comparing my talents with others, or from envying another's gifts or opportunities. Fill my heart with thankfulness for the uniquenesses you chose to give me. No one else in all the world possesses exactly those same uniquenesses. May I use them to the full and be a good steward and give you a full return by growing into a son or daughter of whom you can be proud. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.